am I? Hmm? No, come back. Don't run away. Well, I locked the door. Oh, God. Can you not scream? Where am I? This is creepy. Stop screaming. Come back. I don't even look scary right now. You're the one that summoned me. Oh, you are using really dark magic. Don't act like you didn't expect this to work. Where are we? This is a creepy forest in a creepy cabin. It's been abandoned. Who do you think you are? Judging by the fact you can't get words out, probably a dumb human. Sorry. But seriously, this was a horrible place to do it. I get scared too. I do. Like, okay, you're big compared to a spider. You can kill them easily, but most humans are scared of spiders. So, even though I'm a demon, I'm scared of things in the woods at night. You know, we're not the only things that exist. And specifically, you summoned me, so you can't act scared now. Why did you even do it? A dare. You summoned me when I was sleeping over a dare? I don't like you. Don't try to run. I didn't say I was gonna kill you. I just don't like you. Yes, I'm a demon, but I'm not that mean. Didn't you read this book? I'm a sex demon, not wrath or... what are the other ones? Envy? Yeah, I'm none of those things. I'm lust. I didn't say I would fuck you. I can, but I don't know why I should. A binding spell. Oh, I thought that was animal blood. That's your blood. Wow, good work. You actually put effort into this. Go figure. Maybe I kind of like you a little. You seem serious about it. That doesn't mean I'm gonna let you go. Sorry. Well, you woke me up, and I'm really hungry. You know what that means, don't you? No. I don't eat flesh. Succubi and incubi feed on sexual energy. I could fuck you. Or I could make you masturbate, or... make you eat me, or maybe just do a striptease for me. I'm not that bored, though, actually. This was kind of interesting. Although, there's not, like, bears or anything around here, right? How can you not know you picked this location? Alright, then. Well... I was going to say beggars can't be choosers, but I didn't even ask for this. Normally, I don't get summoned very often, so I'm as blown back as you. That's kind of weird. I've never been begged to fuck somebody before. Okay, you didn't read about me at all, did you? If I overdo it, you'll die. Yeah, I feed on life as well. So, if either of us get carried away, well, I can literally fuck you to death. And depending on what kind of person you are, that's either more erotic or more scary. I'm not the type that really feeds on fear, so... I don't know. You're right, I don't really like you, so I could get a kick out of fucking you to death. But I don't know. Why should I? Would it be fun for you or me? I did say I was hungry. Maybe. For one thing, you should have picked a better location. I don't want to fuck you on a rotting floor. How can you say you didn't think it was gonna work if you used your own blood? Alright then, it can't be helped. Let's start with your clothes. Oh, you're pretty nice. Maybe you'd make a nice doll. Yeah, you know, a doll. Basically, you'd just be mindless. Maybe if I stopped right before you die, that would be fun. But like I said, I don't intend to kill anybody. And I don't have an interest in souls. So then, lie back. Sorry, did that hurt? I'd say you might like it. Let me try again. I don't know, I just thought I'd slap you for the fun of it. If you summon me to have fun, then I can have fun too. It's only fair. Now then. I'm already mostly naked, but I suppose I can go the rest of the way. I'm not frightening under my clothes, but come on, you can already mostly see me. Now, if you wanted me to show my evil form, Okay, I'll stop. Don't worry. You asked for it, though. Stop being so squirmy. Stop! I can pin you. And I can keep you down. And... taste your neck. I like to bite, so... just, you know, try not to scream. I don't really like screaming. Your blood is kind of sweet. Don't act surprised. You should have thought having sex with a demon isn't going to be gentle. And I'm really hungry. Now, look at me. I'll kiss it all better. And maybe move lower just to speed things along. You have a nice scent. So then, stay still. Not that you have a choice. Let me just taste you properly. You're twitching a bit. It's been a while since I tasted pre-cum. Normally, people tend to come a lot faster in my room. Since we have unlimited energy, ladies, I'm the only one that can orgasm multiple times. Which makes me feel a little sad for human males. And it's annoying to have to pause. But since I'm a demon, you can be ready to go anytime that I want. I wonder if I should let you come already, or maybe just torture you. Oh, I don't just feed off of when you come. It's also the sexual torture. Any amount of lust feeds me, so... yeah, I guess I'll just let you linger. That doesn't make me a bitch. Besides, you're being pretty stupid calling me that. I did say I don't want to kill anybody, but I already bit you. I could bite other places. But I also don't like harming cocks. I like them too much. So now what should I do with you? Ah, I know. I'll just sit on your face. Don't worry. I won't smother you too much. Plus, I'll know when you're dying. Your energy will fade a bit and you'll probably lick slower, but we'll see. Now take a deep breath, okay? Ah, that's nice. Use your tongue. Ah. Kiss a few times. Oh, you're obedient. Ah. Oh, that's very good. I'll move my hips. Don't neglect my clit. But don't ignore my depths either. Slip your tongue inside. Very good. Oh, very good. Oh, I can't tell what's your sexual energy and what's mine. Very good. Faster. Very good. Oh. Okay, I'm getting up. Oh, I don't want to come too soon. Well, it wouldn't be good if I drowned you. I'm a squirter, you see? Besides, you look so eager down there. But maybe I'll just rub you a bit. Between my fingers, rubbing my thumb on your tip in your pre-cum. Very nice. Can you moan for me? Maybe just whimper? I like when my prey makes noises, as long as it's not too loud. Oh, location-wise, this is perfect for noises. You could scream and no one would hear you. But I'm not going to hurt you. You're good at following orders. You're a good boy.
Do you like that? Good boy.
You seem to.
Well, I suppose I could reward you then. Normally, I'd just ride you. Maybe I should do that in this case, although I would like to be railed, but you're still rather foolish. And it's funny thinking that you wouldn't even be able to fuck me properly. So, I'll ride you instead. Like I would normally do. You don't seem very advanced. No offense. Just hold still. Oh, you feel so hot. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm almost full. Does it feel that good inside me? If you think I'm tight now, just wait. If I ride you just right, you'll be stuck inside me for a minute or two. Gently bouncing. Maybe a little faster. And slowly, just to torture you. You're a silly boy, you know that? To think you just summon a demon with no second thoughts. Oh, but I'm not complaining now. You feel so amazing. Oh, I can feel your prey inside me. Or maybe that's my witness. Hold on. Don't come yet. Oh, I want to savor this meal. And you're bleeding a bit at your neck, so let me just clean you up a bit. And I'll go faster, just for you. Oh, if you survive, I'll clean up your cock too with my mouth. Oh, we're close. Hold on, just a little more. A little more. Oh, that's perfect. You still alive? Oh, good. Good. You're naive, but cute. So then, I'm a demon of my word. Just stay still and focus on anything you want, really. But probably my kissing and licking of every inch of this cock. You had a little cum left inside. Ah, I'll suck that out right for you. Now then. You can move freely. I'll unlock the door. And I might go back to sleep. Back to my realm. If you want to see me again, you know the ritual. But please pick a better location and a better time. I may not be human, but I appreciate some considerateness. So then, bye-bye.